So we're still back 20, 30 years ago, right?
That's right, unfortunately. You know, but there are some positive things that I think we could look forward to, because in the SWOG trial, what we did was collect genomic DNA from about 169 patients. We did that because one of our hypotheses leading into the SWOG trial was to evaluate whether pharmacogenomics will distinguish toxicity or efficacy profiles. You see, we felt that the Japanese experience may have been unique because it was done, well, in Japanese patients, right? And that's a very relatively homogeneous population. And you compare it to the North Americans, which is a, you know, melting pot, we felt that maybe the Japanese were seeing some benefits to irinotecan platinum because it was just a different population of patients. So what we did in our study was actually look at pharmacogenomics of particular genes relevant to metabolism and transport of irinotecan. And we did find a couple of polymorphisms that appeared to predict specific toxicities such as diarrhea, neutropenia, or both. And maybe the differences in those pharmacogenomic profiles is what explains why the Japanese trial was positive and the North American trial was stone cold negative. Now, having said that, the other explanation, which we said in our editorial for the Japanese trial being positive, was that it may have simply been what we call a random high in statistics, meaning when you have a small sample size, the likelihood of detecting a false positive result is substantial. And they may have detected a result due solely to chance alone. And it was really not a positive trial, but a chance finding, which happens when you have small sample sizes.